I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
118, 119 from Cruz. The last one. 513. He did it.
He did it.
You got to be kidding. O'Neill Cruz has broken the Derby. The first 500-foot home run tracked outside of Coors or Aaron Judge in Miami.
So while Andrew Filippone was rooting against him, like, what Pony was at the celebrity softball game. Did he get home in time to watch? Well, he must have. The home run derby lasted longer than the movie Gandhi. It was 3 hours long. It lasted longer than reading the book Gandhi. The thing is too damn long. By the end, I didn't care anymore. It's ridiculous.
You could have read War and Peace and the derby still would have been going on.
At least you could have reread it. So while Pony was probably cheering against him in his house, actively rooting against him, O'Neill Cruz was having fun and lighting up and becoming sort of the toast of the baseball world, even though he didn't win it. I thought he was the biggest star for a night, and I enjoyed it. Good for him. I put aside any bitterness, rage, apathy, anger, depression, disappointment. All of that, and I think most people were able to do that. I got the sense, at least via social media, that most people enjoyed this. It was a brief respite from the torture of the Pirates season, for which O'Neill Cruz has been partially responsible by underachieving. I enjoyed it, Limits. I liked it. It was fun. You?
I did, too.
Except for the length of the thing.
Yeah, it did take a while, which...
Took a while. It took 3 hours. It took as long as a football game. It took longer than a baseball game.
This is what they asked for, though, because they
Major League Baseball.
They deviated off of the 10-out system, which made it quicker.
They suck.
Because they want more home runs in this timed format.
It should be 25 swings. No, 20 swings and 25 pitches. That's it. No bonus swings. You don't get to call timeout, for God's sakes.
Oh, you should get bonus swings, yes.
No bonus swings.
You should get bonus swings,
no.
Yes.
No. It's a home run derby. You get 25 pitches. And if your pitcher sucks, then too bad for you. You're the one who chose him. You get 25 pitches and 2 minutes, and that's it. And that's the whole first round. These guys are calling timeout. Their pitchers are wasting pitches so that they can rest in the bonus round. It was a joke. I mean, by the end of it, get Cabali on there with him saying it was a joke. By the end of it, I didn't care. It's like college football season when there's a month between the end of the regular season and the games that really matter, which is now the college football playoff. It's just like, all right, forget it. I forgot. Who cares? I don't want to see it anymore. 3 hours for that, Limits? That's going to be longer than tonight's game.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, who cares? Cruz was what we expected him to be. Somebody who absolutely mashed the ball. Now, I did not expect him to hit a ball 513 feet, and he broke a window in center
field.
He broke a glass window. I saw it today. from, they were cleaning it up. Yes, they he broke some glass because of just how far that home run was hit, 513 feet. And he knows how to put on a show. There's no doubt about that. My mind doesn't change at all about Cruz. We knew that was the expectation. It was just really cool to be able to see it on a national stage for everyone to see it. And we don't get to see batting practice very often at Cruz. Like we see, we follow along when Noah Hyles or Alex Stump or Kevin Gorman will post something like, hey, Cruz just hit the ball here. But to be able to see it live was pretty impressive.
I'm ready to rant on a lot of things today. It was fun for a night. This Jalen Hurts thing drives me insane. Number 9 on the executives, coaches, and scouts list, Jeremy Fowler, my old partner in 2-on-2 basketball at Steeler Camp, wrote the story. These people put him at number 9. And now they're asking on ESPN, do you believe Jalen Hurts is an elite QB? That man has walked onto the biggest stage in all of sports twice and outplayed Patrick Mahomes twice. It's a shame that the officials took away the first Super Bowl and didn't give Hurts a chance at a last-minute drive. What do you want him to do? Because you better believe if a team that talented doesn't win, he gets blamed more than anybody. So if he doesn't win, he gets crapped on. Okay? Now that he does win, he's been to 2 Super Bowls against the Chiefs and Mahomes and Reed and all that, went to the wire with one where they got ripped off by the officials with a crap call at the end. And then the second one, he was great. And he was great along the way as well. Now it's about his supporting cast. He's not even a top 5 quarterback in the league, not even top 8, according to these people. So you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, if you're Jalen Hurts. And I think it's blatantly unfair. And I love what Sirianni said yesterday. He said it's bull crap is what he said. Do we penalize other quarterbacks who have won with great supporting casts? You know who Joe Montana had as his supporting cast? John Taylor, Jerry Rice, Roger Craig, Brent Jones, a great defense with Ronnie Lott in the back end, a really good offensive line, and maybe the greatest offensive mind ever as his coach. We're going to take demerits now from him? How about Terry Bradshaw, who I feel is actually underrated in history? Do you take demerits there because he had Hall of Famers all around him on both sides of the ball? How many quarterbacks, Brady might be the exception, but he's an exception to everything. How many great quarterbacks or how many Super Bowl winning quarterbacks didn't have great casts around them? Do you want to start naming them, please, for me? And did we start taking points off for these guys because they won? Troy Aikman? I don't remember hearing about Troy Aikman that, oh, is he an elite QB? I mean, he's got Michael Irvin and Emmitt Smith, Alvin Harper, Jay Novacek, an unbelievable offensive line, one of the great offensive lines ever, and a really, really good defense, and Jimmy Johnson as the coach. You want to take points off there? What are we doing here with Jalen Hurts? Anyway, I just saw that on the TV, and it's just driving me nuts. I'll tell you where Aaron Rodgers is on that list coming up. Mason Rudolph also on that list. Limits. No, I don't think he is on that list, actually.
No, he is not, but there is other notable quarterbacks that are on that list.
I know there are, and we're going to talk about them, and we're going to talk about them a lot.
As we should.
I feel like ranting on many different topics today. But yes, the home run derby. For you Pirate fans out there, you know, I think it turned out to be an oasis in this desert that is this season. At least I think it did. You tell me, 412-928-9370. I think he was the biggest star of the night, unless it was Big Dumper's brother. My God, can they interview that kid enough? How many times are we going to interview him and give him credit for what Big Dumper did? All the kid did was squat back there and catch.
He was the catcher. His dad was the pitcher. It really was a family affair. And I'm surprised, Joe, because typically the guy who leads all of baseball in home runs, sometimes in the derby, just completely flops, whether it's expectations.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like Cal Raleigh, I mean, he's obviously at 38 for a reason. He's a really, really good hitter. I feel like he's more of a, you know, more of a game type of home run hitter, more so than a batting practice guy. Man,
well,
was
how
I wrong.
How do we know? How do you know? Have you ever seen him take batting practice? He killed the ball limits.
No, I was surprised by it. I mean, considering his previous seasons, he was not a big home run hitter. This year has been a huge renaissance for him.
Well, he's about to set a record this year, the record, and break Mickey Mantle's record, I think, which is, what, 54? 60. No, Mantle had, how many did Mantle have as a switch hitter? Did he have 60 one year? I don't know. Limits off the top presented by JP Roofing and Siding. We have all kinds of things happening on today's show. The Batconian Mongoose is going to stop by. Kabali, the big boy. And then we get to Limits, the savvy young news hound. You can give your thoughts, 412-928-9370
Mantle
on Cruz.
54.
That's what I thought. Yeah. There's a great movie about him and Roger Maris chasing that crown, chasing Ruth's record. Have you seen the movie, Limits?
No, I've not.
I think Billy Crystal put the movie out there. Is that his name? Yeah, Billy Crystal. How can I forget about him?
Yes.
You ever see When Harry Met Sally, Limits?
No. Harry met a bunch of people last night, though.
Yeah, it's about the dilemma. The phrase wasn't invented yet, but it's the dilemma of being in the friend zone with somebody. And there's a great line from Daisy Jones and the Six, the Fleetwood Mac sort of document. Not a doc. It was a movie. It was a series on Amazon is what it was. Sort of a take on Fleetwood Mac. But the one guy, the lead singer, had a great take in that when he said, it's not just about meeting the right person. It's about having the right timing. You know, you may meet the right person, but the timing is wrong, Limits. And that's what When Harry Met Sally is all about. And I want you to go back and watch that movie because it's a classic. Will you?
Thank you. I'll write it down on the list of movies I need to watch.
Put it at the top of the list if you would.
Will do.
Why did I mention that?
I don't know.
Oh, because the big dumper is going to break that record for a switch hitter by Mickey Mantle. But overall, I thought Cruz was the star of the night. Did you? At 412-928-9370, 928-9370. Or did you sort of become irritated and reminded, and this is how I pictured Pony in his house, of, yeah, okay, so this guy, once again, he's the StatCast champion of the night, but where does this really get you? I think you have to be really, really embittered at this point to think that way. Although then again, I don't blame anybody for thinking that way. Have you reached the point as a Pirate fan? We've asked this question in various forms a million times, where you can't enjoy any good times anymore. Have you reached that point at 928-9370? Or do you still find it within yourself to say, all right, Skeens is starting tonight. I'm going to enjoy that. I'm going to enjoy his starts when he plays. When they have a great night. Big win. Well, there's no such thing as a big win anymore. A fun win. Can I enjoy that? Can you enjoy that as a Pirate fan? Or have you become embittered to the point where, like, was it Lot in the Bible who turned to salt, Limits? I forget.
Oh, I can't remember.
Can you look up the story, please? I think when you finally turn to salt, there's no coming back from that, right? I mean, if Aaron Rodgers turned into a pillar of salt, it's hard to put yourself back together. But if you're still even a little bit emotionally together as a Pirate fan, could you enjoy last night as a little respite?
Yeah, Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt in Genesis 19.
Yeah, you don't make a comeback after that.
They were warned to flee Sodom and not look back.
Yeah, there's no comeback player of the year once you turn to a pile of salt, Limits. And I feel like a lot of Pirates fans have, and again, understandably, but there's a lot that haven't. As I've often said in this little pulpit I'm in here, it doesn't take much to get people back, and it still wouldn't take much, as rightfully embittered as people are. All right, Limits, I have another topic I'd like to rant on, if you'll indulge me. Would you? Did you want to add anything?
I think you made some good points there on just really all the above with Raleigh. And I mean, he had hit 27, 30, and 34 home runs in his first three full seasons that a texter pointed out, but this has been otherworldly. Like, Cruz needed a Herculean effort to be able to beat him. But
How old is Cal Raleigh? Can you look that up while you're at it?
Yeah, Raleigh is just 28 years old, switch hitting catcher.
Man, I was looking at some guys the Pirates could trade for, but we'll get to that in a bit. Some AAA prospects that are out there and that are gettable, including a 6'7 kid, Spencer Jones, Yankees AAA team, where Jim Bowden says, not sure if they'll trade him. Okay, we'll make them an offer they can't refuse, is what I would say. In the meantime, this has to be addressed right off the top because it's a gigantic story. And it's Josh Yowie on the Penguins, and the headline at The Athletic is ownership group led by Mario Lemieux, quote, very interested in buying back Penguins. Now, Pierre LeBrun said he was hearing from sources, when was that, a month ago? A little over a month ago, perhaps?
Yeah, June 11th.
That Burkle, Mario, and Morehouse were investigating this possibility of buying back the Penguins. And we'll start here, that FSG didn't exactly come out at the time and say, what, are you nuts? We're not for sale and won't be. They sort of talked around it and said, we're currently engaged in a process to explore a potential minority investment in the Penguins. The focus is identifying a small passive partner. And that is the current framework under discussion with potential investors. I didn't hear in there, hell no, we're not for sale. Get out of here. I didn't hear that. So now, apparently, interest is intensifying or becoming known in wider circles like Gary Bettman's office, where Yoey reports that Bettman has been notified of this. And man, does this bring up a lot. It really does. And I have three or four, I think, the most important points. And I made a phone call myself today, the Savvy Old News Hound, and found out a couple of things. And, you know, bottom line here is there's truth that this group wants in again. And point number one would be this. Obviously, you want Mario involved, right? It almost seems like a curse when he's not involved, when he becomes alienated, in fact. I'm reminded of Roger Marino, who alienated Mario all those years ago. You remember him, Limits? You weren't even born yet. You don't remember him. Is he related to Dan? Wrong.
Great question.
Wrong.
No.
He's not.
Is he related to John Marino, the former Penguins defenseman?
No, he's not.
That would make sense.
What happened to him? He went to the Devils and was great, and then he fell off the map this year, Limits.
It's like they traded him for Ryan Graves. They didn't, maybe. But that's what it feels like.
Maybe John Marino will buy the Penguins. So I think it goes kind of without saying that you want Mario involved because he's Mario Lemieux. And he gives you a certain gravitas and a certain vibe and all of that. I think the ideal situation would be for FSG to mend fences with Mario and continue to run the team, honestly. But that's not going to happen. So that brings up number two. You energize the fan base, by the way, of course, in every conceivable way. There's nobody who wouldn't want Mario back involved here. I don't know how involved he'd want to be. I don't know how heavily involved he was the last time. Clearly, when it came to big decisions, he was, but you're not going to find Mario in the office every day. You're going to find him on the golf course. However, with the invention of phones and such, yes, he's still going to have a heavy influence on the organization. Number two, while initially I greeted this news from LeBron last month with, you know, enthusiasm, high enthusiasm even, the more I think about it, man, I don't believe in sequels. I don't. And I think we also tend to forget that as great as that ownership group was, and I'm including David Morehouse here, by the way, as a prominent person. And David sometimes wants to get more involved in the hockey operations than people in hockey operations want him to be. But I'll get to him in a minute. But just know when I say the group that wants to take over, if you have Mario sort of with an, you know, I won't say a figurehead role, but an extreme executive role where you check in with him on the major stuff and he sort of, you know, gives you guidelines or your mission statement as an organization. Then you have Burkle, who's the money guy. Well, who's the hockey guy? Like who's running the ship for hirings and firings and things like that? Well, that's going to be Morehouse. And I'm not sure I love that. And let's not forget that when we're talking about sequels, part one didn't end well. This is the group that hired Ron Hextall. Hexie and Berkey, if you recall, and had a GM quit on them at the beginning of a season. How much of that is on the GM in question, Jim Rutherford, and how much is people question still his relationship with Morehouse, whether his extension was in line with the head coach? I think any GM would want to have a contract that's in line with the guy that he's the boss of. There was never a question about Sully and Rutherford's relationship, but there certainly was question about Rutherford and Morehouse. So part one did not end well. There's no magic elixir here. Mario, Burkle, and Morehouse coming in to save the day, what would that even mean? I don't know. I think FSG, for as critical as I've been of them at times for that cold, corporate, distant feel, has set a path here with Kyle Dubas, and I've been critical of him too, but the path now is we're going to rebuild. We're not going to contend for a while. We're going to give you time. And that brings me back to Morehouse. Questions about his relationship with Rutherford. No question that him and Ray Shiro didn't get along. What would him and Dubas be like? Because David is a guy who likes to get heavily involved. I'm not saying it would necessarily be a bad thing. I'm just not positive this would be a great thing that a lot of us maybe imagine at the thought of it. They hired Hextall. I still don't know what Brian Burke did here. Does anybody know what he did?
I have no idea.
So Morehouse is the wild card. And I don't think there's any speeding up this process. I don't think there is. Having said all that, we can get to number four here, is that I've long been convinced that FSG probably underestimated what they were getting into, which was basically the demise of a once great team. That's what they have overseen. You know, dwindling fan base, dwindling playoff appearances, and now into a rebuild. This can't be what they envisioned this soon. Missing the playoffs like they have for what, 2-3 years running here, can't be what they envisioned. They're presiding over, you know, the decline of an organization, hopefully to build it back up. That's going to take time, and there's nobody out there who can make time go faster unless they can find, you know, a hockey god, and Mario is just below that, but a real legitimate hockey god they can bring down to make time go faster. There's just no elixir here.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
And that brings me to my last point, is if you want a hockey team right now, you're going to be paying a lot of money. Expansion fees are up to, what, $2 billion, something like that? The Penguins valuation, I think, from Forbes is around $1.5 billion. So you're going to be paying a lot of money with no guarantees if you come back here. That's why part of me wonders about the motivation. Like, you're going to be saying goodbye to Sidney Crosby within, what, 3, 4, 5 years, something like that. Pretty soon, you're going to be saying goodbye to Crosby, and this has been a franchise that's built, I won't say around luck, but partially around luck, and partially around foresight, too. Finding superstars to literally save them from extinction. Starting with Mario and how Eddie Johnston had the foresight to literally tank a season to get Mario or they were gone. How he had the foresight to not take anybody's offers of trading their whole draft or whatever they might have been offering, saying this is the guy to save us. He did. A literal franchise savior. I mean, there's a lot of franchise players in sports. There's not many who have literally saved a franchise. You could argue that the Penguins have had three. After Mario came Jágr, who became the best player in the world. They had the foresight to take him too when other teams were scared off about getting him to the United States. You could argue he saved them from bankruptcy again. Well, he didn't. They went bankrupt, but from possible extinction again with the playoffs that he had against the Devils the 1 year. And you could definitely argue that the next savior, Sidney Crosby, winning a lottery on a 6.25% chance saved the franchise from extinction. So this group comes back. Where's the next savior? I don't think it's Gavin McKenna, even if they got him. Will they need another savior? They certainly will need another superstar. Where's that guy coming from? Especially when you're not doing the tear it all down thing. So I just have, while obviously anybody would be excited about the prospect of Mario coming back, I've got a lot of questions about whether this would even be the right thing or a good thing to have the complete band coming back together here. Notably David Morehouse, quite frankly. limits your thoughts and your thoughts out there at 412-928-9370. How would you view this if that group actually did come back? And it's not a story. See, it's a story that a lot of people thought would go away immediately, and it has only intensified. As you read in Yoey's story, as I myself am hearing, and as Gary Bettman has been notified that there's interest. 412-928-9370, our six-pack brought to you by Bet365. Limits, how does this strike you as a Penguin fan?
There's a couple of things that struck me right away from Yoey's story. One was that they sold it 2021, right around $900 million. Now, I mean, just how the evaluation of the team has just completely skyrocketed. He included two different numbers. I think $1.5 billion was one, $1.75 billion, depending on who you go to for the estimation of what they think that the team is valued. I wonder how much of a factor that will be, just being able to find the capital to be able to buy back the team. I would love it just to be able to see, because I feel like with Mario, with Burkle, it seemed like there was more... There was a better feeling around the Penguins, and I get that should not be the end-all be-all. Fenway Sports Group has done some good things, but I do think that having Mario back in the fold making decisions, and yes, the Hextall move at the end of their tenure was not a good one, and that did set the franchise back significantly. But I'm willing to write that off because of everything that came before it, how they saved the team, how they reinvented the team, and how they made the team prosper and flourish again.
For sure. With winning a lottery at 6.25% chance, because if they don't, and believe me, that was a great ownership team.
Yeah.
It was. Lemieux and Burkle.
They brought such great stability.
For sure. I have questions about sequels. I have questions about getting bands back together for reunions. And let's be really honest about the Penguins. If they don't win the Sid lottery, there's a great chance they're not even here, no matter who the owners were.
Yeah.
Right?
Very possible. I mean, probably more likely than not that would have been the case. But, you know, history wrote itself for a reason. And I feel like if Fenway Sports Group is already discussing moving off of the asset, and
they're not, they haven't really, you mean moving off with minority investors? Yeah.
Already. It does make me wonder that at least if the right number is there, you know, everything, just like you like to make the comparison, Joe, that it's not for sale unless somebody tells me that they're going to overpay for it.
Right.
So unless if they do offer like $1.5 billion or $1.7 billion and Mario and Burkle find that capital, yeah, I think a minority stake goes to the majority.
By the way, and the number is 412-928-9370. If you want to weigh in, the two topics are home run derby and maybe getting this ownership group back together to buy back the Penguins. I don't know. Do people feel like the Penguins have been put like in enemy hands here and are in terrible hands? Like for as critical as I've been at times of FSG, what they're doing now makes sense to me, right? I mean, I think they should have gone even further as a matter of fact. But I don't see this as a buyback from hostile hands. You know what I mean?
No, I just wonder. I feel like the Burkle Mario crew was just so linear in their focus. FSG, sure, they might have somebody that's assigned to like overlook the Penguins, but they have so many other ventures, so many other assets.
I do agree with
Mario
that.
And Burkle. That it was the Penguins.
Yeah.
Like you're talking international soccer. The Red Sox, FSG's got their hands in a lot of different cookie jars.
I do agree with you there. That's been the main thing, is sort of the cold, distant corporate feel that you get. And alienating Mario is a horrible move. I mean, you can't do that.
No.
Roger Marino learned that the hard way. It's just that's like if you're making up, you know, a list of things to do when you buy the Pittsburgh Penguins, or things not to do, that's number one on the list. Don't alienate that guy, because he is the Penguins in a lot of ways, and he also has a very long memory. 412-928-9370, fan text line, if you want to communicate with our dear friend City Limits, is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Man, do we have a lot of things to get to today. Hopefully your calls for a little while coming up here on both the Home Run Derby, whether you're able to enjoy it at all last night, and also this Penguin story, which is a gigantic story. And then we have this quarterback ranking piece from Jeremy Fowler. I want to get to that. And then we have Pat McAfee. I want to get into this. Limits, he's everywhere. Is he the biggest, other than Stephen A. Smith and maybe including him, is he the biggest media star in American sports? Who's bigger? Other than Malzi.
Skip Bayless at a time had it.
And I forget him.
But that's really it. It's basically McAfee at this point. He has the crown.
I would say Stephen A. Smith is right there, even ahead.
And they put Stephen A. on legitimately everything.
Yeah. Any way you want to rank him, it's the, if you were doing the three stars, it's Stephen A. Smith,
yeah,
Pat McAfee, and Malzi.
I agree. Honorable mention to Crowley.
In any order. What? I'll ask you this next, or maybe at the top of the hour.
Please.
I'm doing too many topics here. I'm not sure I get it with McAfee. I don't understand why he was emceeing the All-Star press conference
and
doing interviews and then doing wrestling-style intros on the field at the game. Is he going to now call games? Is he going to call games and then play in the games or coach them? What are we doing here? I'm not sure. I'm not saying I don't like McAfee. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not sure I understand the appeal. Can we talk about that later?
I think we can, because that Noah Hiles even tweeted, because he was there, that it was one of the most awkward press conferences of all time that he's ever been at.
Now, when it was here, Mike Greenberg did it. So I guess there must be a tradition of taking, you know, a national media person and having them mediate media day in a certain way, but that just seemed odd. He's everywhere, and I wonder, I really legitimately want to hear from people, whether you like him or don't, like, especially if you like him, what's the main appeal with him? But we'll do that in a little while.
I have a take on that.
I've overextended myself here. I haven't even asked you about the softball game.
No, and that was really fun.
I heard there were a lot of things happening.
There were a lot of fun moments. There were some interesting moments.
And you put on your savvy young news hound glasses and got us a guest for today, didn't you?
We have a guest in 1 hour from now.
Who?
Devin McCourty, NBC Sports.
You
Sunday
are unbelievable.
Night Football will join us. And that's not all, Joe. The treats will continue throughout the week.
There's treats, but there was also a trick. I want to ask you next what happened with you and Duck Hodges, because I'm hearing some stories. We'll talk about that.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
All right, top of the hour. There was a celebrity softball game last night with a lot going on. Apparently, I'm hearing that James Harrison went office linebacker on Crowley, although Crowley didn't look any worse for wear today. Limits may have had an uncomfortable interaction with Duck Hodges, etc. I want to hear all about that. However, first, man, I went over a lot of topics in the opening segment. Defending Jalen Hurts, defending O'Neal Cruz, although I don't think he needs defending today. That was more a topic of, could you enjoy it last night? Was it fun just to sit back and watch a pirate in the spotlight doing good? You know, limits, is it possible to do that? I had no problems doing that.
Yeah, he put on the best home run derby performance, I think, of any pirate, really.
Remember when Jason Bay had zero home runs in the home run derby?
He did
a little better than that.
He did better than Kutch did. He did better than Pedro did. He did better than Josh Bell did.
The Pat McAfee phenomenon, which really baffles me. Again, not that I don't like him. It's just I'm baffled at how big this has become to the point where it feels like every event I tune into, pregame shows, all-star games, introductions, press conferences, ubiquitous is the term I was looking for in my brain earlier. He is ubiquitous. He's everywhere. He's literally everywhere. How did he get this big? Do you have a theory on that, Limits? Let's deal with that before we get to the calls. How has this happened?
Well, he's got a very engaging personality. He's got a huge personality. He has the type of personality where you really don't know what he's going to say next. You don't know what he's going to do next. And whatever he does, it's fun. He's funny. He's entertaining. There are some things that I'm sure people can push back on that he's too over the top. And I would understand that.
So you're a McAfee guy for sure, a McAfee follower.
I like McAfee, I do. I was at his big night out because I thought it was going to be really entertaining and
fun.
And it was. It was very unique. It was really cool, and I'm glad that I was a part of it. But I do understand people that might think that he's not the most professional, and maybe he brings down broadcasting a little bit because of that. I think McAfee is good in his own environment.
That's not the way I feel about him. Not professional enough or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's very simple for me. Either I'm entertained by people or I'm not, and I guess we're all different that way. Either I think somebody's funny or I'm not. I tuned in to Ace Ventura. I didn't know who Jim Carrey was all those years ago and laughed my rear end off. I thought he was funny and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And talented and and became a big fan. I don't really think McAfee's funny. I just don't. I guess a lot of people do, but I don't find him to be as entertaining as his paycheck and as his ubiquitous persona would reflect. I don't. I think he's a good dude, and he's definitely talented. I just don't understand how it got to be this big.
Yeah, and like I was saying, he's good in his own environment, which is hosting his show, or WWE, which is over the top.
Right.
I don't want him hosting this press conference.
Right. I'm not a WWE guy.
No,
I'm not a wrestling guy.
I'm not either, though.
I know a lot of people are, and I guess he appeals to that demographic.
College game day, you know, fans that are standing outside waiting at 6 a.m. to be able to stand there for a pregame show, a three-hour pregame show before college football. He's good for that type of crowd and that type of audience.
But a professional
press conference?
Well, no, it's not even that. It's just he appeals to the wrestling crowd. I don't know. I can't explain it.
Maybe
somebody else can. 412.
He appeals to football.
He does what?
I think he appeals to football, too, obviously. And to college football, especially.
I guess.
I think he's done a good job of making a name for himself there, but do we really need him on the stage for Major League Baseball?
A name for himself. That's not being questioned here. The question is, do you find him especially entertaining? That's the question, and you and I have different opinions there. I can't help it. I watch somebody either think they're funny and fun and entertaining and all that, or I don't.
Yeah.
412-928-9370. Let's hear for some callers on the 18 topics that are out there.
Well, let's do it.
The other one, of course, being the Ron Burkle, Mario Lemieux, Morehouse wanting to get the band back together here to the point where Gary Bettman has now been notified of this interest. Would FSG sell? What do we make of this? What do we think of this? Would it change everything if they came back? That type of thing. Go ahead, Limits. Tell us what the person wants to talk about.
Mark in the car will start us off on McAfee.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. What's up?
I love the show. Pat McAfee, I always wasn't a big wrestling fan, but I watched it, and he makes a difference. He jumped in there with Guther and fought him. What I like about him, he's genuine. He's a Plum native. He went to West Virginia. But what I also like about him is I think everything really started exploding with him when he did this. When he did the Pat McAfee show in Pittsburgh, it was tremendous. It was one star after another. What I love about him, and he's genuine, he's himself, and I give him all the props. I just think he's done a great job. I really do.
Well said. Well said. I respect your opinion. Who's Gooser? Is that a wrestler? Who are we talking about here, Linus?
Yes. He's one of the champions there, and you know, had the belt on, and they were arguing, but Pat McAfee got in there, and boy, he gave him a run for his money. As we know, it's not the real deal, but he did a good job getting in there and wrestling with him, and I loved it. I really did.
Thank you, sir, for your heartfelt opinion. Limits, let's go to the next call, shall we?
All right, let's go to Sick in Mount Washington. He also wants to talk about McAfee.
What's going on, Starkey? Big fan. Hey, I wanted to weigh in. I'm with Limits. I think watching McAfee every day, 12 to 2, hearing his takes on the sheriff, Peyton Manning, the GOAT, Adam Vinatieri, Jeff Saturday. He's got Darius Butler on there. I just think he's great for building football. And if you only see him on WWE, he's not going to be your cup of tea. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Wait, you can't go now. Are you still there?
I'm still here, Joe.
Let's talk about it for a minute here. So you're a fan. Maybe I haven't seen enough of the show. Maybe that's
it. Well, you're on during his time, too, from 12 to 2, which
yeah,
I completely guess.
But well, I know, but they run
his real personality on the show.
Yeah, they run it all day, though. I mean, if I wanted to watch it, I would. Did you ever think it would get this big with him, where you tune into the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, and there he is, not only running a press conference, but doing the WWE-style intros for the actual participants? Could you have imagined this?
A great point. It was too over the top, I'll give you that. That doesn't take away from my feeling of McAfee. He got asked to do it, probably just like he gets asked to do that thing in the Indiana Pacers game where he riles up the crowd. Like, he's not probably campaigning to be at the Home Run Derby. The Home Run Derby needed views. It needed something. So if they're going to fuse the WWE and draw that crowd into baseball, I get it.
Fair enough.
I think that's what he was there to do.
Fair enough, my friend.
To you, Joe.
Thank you.
All right, take care, buddy.
Goodbye.
What a nice man
he is. I'm enjoying hearing about that part of it. Do you have anybody on a different topic? One of the other eight ones I brought up, limits.
Yes, we do. As John and Coreopolis would like to talk about Mario potentially coming back.
Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Anything Mario is connected with Pittsburgh is a good thing.
Okay.
You know, buying back the group.
Yeah. And when you say good thing, what do you think is going to happen that's not happening already?
I have no idea. But when his name's in front of it, it looks good to me.
Yeah, I hear that. And that's how I started. That was my first point. And the reverse of that is alienating him, which is the first thing you don't want to do if you're buying the Penguins. So that was a mistake by them. I'm not sure that David Morehouse won't be the most influential guy in that group. And I wonder about how he would get along with Kyle Dubas. And I thought
it was a Burkle. I'm sorry.
Well, Burkle financially, for sure. But I'm talking day-to-day operations. And let's not forget that this group, it ended real poorly with the hiring of Ron Hextall and Brian Burke, right?
Oh, yes, I understand that. But they're not going to get away from these contracts.
What do you mean? Is he still there, Limits?
He's there. All John, right. Are you okay?
I'm clear. Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking about, what's his name, Letang and all these guys.
Yeah, no, that's kind of my point, is that everybody's stuck. They have entered a process that nobody, not even Mario, is going to be able to speed up. Having said that, of course, for the vibe and for the hockey acumen, and because we live in Pittsburgh, we love Mario Lemieux. And you actually said it well. Anything he's attached to, you want that.
Yeah,
I get that. I just have a lot of questions about that group coming back.
Fair enough.
They mostly revolve around Morehouse. Next.
Alice would like to talk about O'Neill Cruz.
Hello, Alice.
Hi. I'm still driving to work. I called like a half hour ago. I am still driving to work.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys? I love listening to you. We usually work at this time, so I'm a nurse, so I don't get to listen to you too often.
To answer your question, I'm anxious and scared, but that's normal. That's every day.
That's every day, Alice.
How are you? She asked about you as well.
I'm doing pretty good.
You're entertaining.
I'm doing well.
You guys are entertaining.
Thank you.
And I learn a lot from you. O'Neill Cruz.
Speaking of your work as a nurse, I have a quick question. How do you identify, is there another way to identify a tick bite other than the bullseye around it? Because I'm worried about a bite on my ankle.
Pretty much that's it. The bullseye. And how are you feeling right now? When did it happen?
Feeling faint, anxious, scared, things like that.
It happened. Again, that's every day, Alice.
It happened.
See a doctor.
Well, you are a doctor. At least you're a nurse. Do you make house calls? Can you come to the studio? Somebody's got to check this thing.
No, I'm an OR nurse. Come to the D. I'm an OR nurse.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
What's on your mind, Alice?
I have a lot of things around my mind, but O'Neill Cruz was fun to watch. I can watch it still. I've been a Pirate fan since I was 9 years old. My dad took me to my first game at Field, or Still, so that tells you how old I am.
I love that.
The thing is, it's not going to change right now. It's not going to change as long as Manning owns the team. It is what it is. But I think they're fun to watch. They were until 8 games ago when they started losing. That 6-game stretch was the most fun I've had watching a Pirate game in years. It's their team. That I can watch it still and be happy for him. He was fun to watch. You could tell that he was really excited. And all the guys around him, like the guy standing on the sidelines, were so excited for him.
They were in awe of the guy.
They were in
absolute awe of the guy. Where did you grow up, Alice?
I grew up in Manassas, in the Mon Valley. And I live in Shaler now, so I've been there for like 30 years. I bought a house 30 years ago.
And you said your dad took you to Forbes Field?
Right. My mother had a doctor's appointment in Oakland, and I still remember this. And she must have been having some kind of procedure that took long enough for a baseball game. And he was a real Pirates fan. And I still remember Bob Prince. But, yeah, so we went to a Pirates game. We stopped and got a hot dog, and I remember him taking me to Forbes Field. And the wall is still there. Like, I walk in Oakland every yes. day a few miles, and I walk past that wall all the time, and I still remember the smell of underneath. Concession stands were, like, underneath the bleachers, and it was dirt. It wasn't concrete. I still remember the smell of that.
Man,
so I have
that's...
memories with baseball.
I
and
love I that with your dad.
I still love the Pirates. I still love watching the Pirates. My dad's been gone for years. And we took him to a baseball game before he passed. He gave me $20 for my sister and I to go get hot dogs and beer and peanuts. That's how long he had been since he'd been to a baseball game, like in person. And so we came back with the hot dogs, beers, and peanuts and gave him change.
I like
that. I didn't have the heart to tell him that we spent like almost $100.
Well, thank you for the call, Alice.
Thanks for taking my call. And
of course.
I still will watch them and still be excited for them.
Appreciate it. What a nice lady Alice is, huh?
That was awesome. I do like that the wall is still there, the Forbes Field wall.
So do I. The fact that it was so deep in center field that they stored the pitching machine in center field during the games. Not the machine, the net, whatever it was.
Pretty unique. And the fact that...
I wish I could have gone there, limits to Forbes Field.
Me too.
You know, a movie to watch? I stumbled into it accidentally one night about 10 years ago that gave me a better feel for Forbes Field than anything I'd ever seen was the original Angels in the Outfield. It's set basically at Forbes Field. I don't know what the movie was about, but go watch it, Limits. Put that on your movie list, too. Do you remember the other one I told you today?
Do you ever get scared watching black and white movies that like have really like... poor sound quality to it? I do.
Scared? No.
Yeah, I do.
What are you scared of?
I don't know. It just kind of freaks me out sometimes. Maybe because we have this HD, good sounding, you know, high quality shows now where there are a lot of good, like when I watch like Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah.
And
I'm a man who's scared of a lot of things, including tick bites. I'm not scared of black and white movies.
There's like an intense like snowstorm and the sound just sounds like it's, you know, it's just like a screeching sound.
Yeah.
Whenever they have the band playing so loudly.
Does it ruin an old black and white movie when they transform it to color? It ruined The Wizard of Oz for me.
I think it just
the
depends
last time
on how
I saw
looks.
It, I saw it in color and it ruined it.
Yeah, I've seen it in color, and I mean, I didn't really watch it in black and white, so
no.
I wouldn't be.
Were you
able
scared?
To tell,
but... Were you scared as a kid of those flying monkeys?
I was scared of the guy that what was the name of the guy that just popped up? At the very end, oh gosh.
The Wizard.
I guess it would be The Wizard. That tells you how much I've watched The Wizard of Oz and how long ago it was that I watched
Limits,
The Wizard
I have
of
some
Oz.
Good news for
and
you.
And The Wizard was like, he was scary, you know? But then again, I'm scared of heights, and I could even be scared of my own shadow.
Oh necessary. My God, I freaked out going over. Listen to this. Coming back from the beach, we had to go over the Bay Bridge. You ever been over that?
No.
Right near Annapolis, you know, in Delaware? It's very high. And the problem is you see the people coming back on the other side, how high they are above the water.
Yeah.
And we were coming back on Saturday and I freaked out. I had like an anxiety attack going over the bridge. So I put my arm up so I couldn't see the people going the other way. And
were
how
you
high
driving?
They were. I was driving.
Oh.
Now that's not the half of it, Limits. We get over the bridge. I'm over it. All right. I'm like, thank God. Like anything will be better than that.
I can just
drive.
Imagine your poor wife. Joe, look at the road. Joe, get your hand
out.
Well,
I made
down.
Her
Pay
talk to me.
Joe.
I'm like, talk to me. She's like, well, don't worry about this. I said, no, not about this. Just talk to me. So she brought up Paul Skeens.
She walked you through it?
Yeah, until this. We were supposed to go on my stepson's recommendation to a place in Annapolis to eat Limits. Are you still listening?
I am, yes.
The directions.
Sure we can play the sound.
The directions took us off an exit and back over the Bay Bridge.
Oh, how did that happen?
And then I completely, I lost it. I fell apart and I started screaming. And my daughter's friend who was in the car was traumatized. My wife was traumatized. My daughter was yelling, this is so unnecessary. I said, I just barely made it over that. I had an anxiety attack and now I have to go over it twice more in the next 10 minutes? And that's what I did. And we somehow survived.
I can imagine the Starkey car. Ah! Ah!
no, Susie, we have to go back over the bridge. Oh, no, I'm like, I can't take it, Ballsy, please, somebody help me.
What are we doing here? We just went over this. All right.
Texter, the first half of Wizard of Oz in Kansas was purposely filmed in black and white. When she gets to the land of Oz, they use the new color. That was new to cinema at the time. Thank you, Brian from Hopewell, for that.
No, I would swear that the first time I watched it, it was all in black and white. But maybe Brian is a cinematic expert, and I appreciate his input.
I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.